Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10.
On 2FM.
Hey, you know what? Can we get to this now? Okay? Because, now in fairness, I have not complained about anything here in a long while.
That
there was
true.
A few things that I complained about. Like, firstly, I wish they would fix the aircon here. Because half the time it's like being in a sub-Saharan African radio station in here. It's so warm. It's horrific. But whatever. I can deal with that. I'm a professional. And I can deal with the fact that the toilets are 5 miles walk away from the studio. I can deal with all those things. And I go about my job like the professional that I am. Okay? And I don't let any of this nonsense get in the way. However, there is something that I want to bring up. And I am going to be finding out who did this. And I am going to be trying to get them fired. I am going to do whatever it takes to get them fired. I don't know who exactly it is that would have done this yet, but once I find out, there's going to be heck to pay, all right? Now, let me give you a little story of what's going on here. I don't know whether or not you're aware of this, but the RTE Guide, I mean, it's an absolute institution of a magazine. Everyone knows what the RTE Guide is. Kira and I have done some photo shoots for it with the rest of the 2FM staff here. I believe even at Christmas, it was lovely. We all put on our Christmas jumpers. Had a great time. They set up this winter wonderland, looked like a very cool set. We were all there having fun, and it was great. And we were all in the RTE Guide as part of the Christmas thing, and it was fun. However, it has been brought to my attention, and I am not happy about this, and neither would you be, Kira, and neither would anyone if this happened to them. Would they be happy about this?
Okay.
So I think I am right here to bring up this grievance. I mean, I kind of feel like Nicki Minaj did yesterday. I feel like I have been purposefully snubbed and purposefully excluded from something because of how I look. That's what I feel.
Oh.
That's what I feel.
Okay, right.
So the RTE Guide prints the radio listings for the coming week or two every time the RTE Guide comes out. And they do a very cool thing where every day they have the TV listings and they have the radio listings. And with the radio listings, it's really comprehensive and it's really cool. And every now and then they pick a show to feature and they do a little blurb about it and they say, don't forget from 10 tonight, whatever, you know, Chris and Kira. And on the page, and if you have the RTE Guide, you can go and you can have a look at this. On Tuesday, July 28th, they have the radio guide for the day. And they have picture of the show. And they say, Chris and Kira. And they say, irreverent, often, blah, 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 takes a look at the world, whatever, you know, whatever. Great. And it's a big,
no,
long
actually,
blurb about
something
us.
Really nice.
Okay, go for it. What is it?
It said, irreverent, often profane, and occasionally over the top. Chris and Kira drive a coach and horse through late night radio.
Great.
Merely taking swipes at everything from their late night time slot to Kira's reading extracts from her teenage diary. Tuesdays usually feature the fake celebrity news quiz, a telephone interview with a person of interest, and Blind Boy Boat Club from the Rubber Bandits.
Okay, that's
makes
a good...
the show kind of sound awesome.
We've but it is awesome.
Described as driving a coach and horse through late night radio. Is that a good thing?
I don't know. That must be what we're doing.
Okay.
I like how they use coach and horse, like one of the oldest instruments for transport that's existed.
So are you the coach and am I the horse? Or
oh,
am
you're
the
horse.
You're
I'm behind you, giving you a good ride.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Okay, I asked for that. Look, I'm trying to deflect from the actual point at hand here.
Did you see what I did there, though? Like, I implied I was riding, as in, like, because coach
no,
and
I
horse.
Get it. Okay.
So anyway, beside that really nice write-up of Kira and I, there is a picture. Our publicity picture. However, I have been completely removed from the picture. Literally, this isn't shtick or whatever.
Well, no, actually.
I've been totally removed.
You can see like a little bit of your shoulder.
Yeah, my hoodie. They've forgotten to take out the very corner of my hoodie. They've completely removed me and have just a really attractive, really slick, really sexy picture of Kira. Great! Fantastic! Sure, that's all the show's about, isn't it? Huh? Fantastic!
I feel you're very angry about
and
this.
I can tell this isn't a printing error because you see, this whole page has been laid out. Do you see what I'm saying? This page has had some design art done on it. So they have a picture of that other guy down the side. They have the little box with us in green because we're the featured show. And they have then, obviously they had a picture of both of us. And they looked and the design guy who was doing it went, oh God, the picture of both of them isn't going to fit in. Hold on a second. I'll just get rid of the ugly guy. Hold on. Just get rid of him.
Chris, that's not true.
And I just put in Kira. There we go. Cool. No.
Chris, that is
that's
not
the,
true.
That's the show publicity no. photo done.
That isn't true.
Who the hell would want to see that guy anyway?
Oh,
ugly
here.
Prick. just going to take him out and I'm just going to put a picture of this really sexy girl. And look here, I'm not saying this to, you know, try and big you up or anything. Objectively, you look really good in that photo.
I don't think so.
That's
at all.
A hot photo.
No,
of you.
I actually think I look like.
Oh, Glad, really, what do you think of that photo, Kieran?
I think I look really
it
unapproachable.
Is a very sexy photo, and sex sells.
See, this is it. That's exactly what they were thinking. They were like, okay, nerdy, chubby looking, Dewey Harry Potter, and then Kira. Okay, we'll get rid of him completely.
Okay, I don't honestly.
Do you think it was bit by bit, we get rid of his shoulder? We get rid of half his face. Actually, just
crop him out completely. That's what it was. Yeah, it probably started out that like the text was originally over my head, so as in I was still there, and then like another sub editor or whatever was like, "Geez, would you just get rid of the ugly fella entirely?"
Okay.
And he was like, "Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah, fair
Obviously,
enough."
I don't think that is the case.
Well, what else is the case, Kira? Look at the photo. Okay, I've literally been removed from it.
I know, I do. I see that, but you know what? Maybe, Chris. Come here. I'm rereading it. It says, merely taking swipes at everything from the late night time slot to Kira's right, reading extracts from her teenage diary.
So what about Chris left? Where the fuck is Chris? Sorry to curse. Where's Chris? Kira right implies that Chris should be somewhere in the photo as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. I understand
why. Mother of God!
I know. I understand why you might be upset by this, Chris.
Can I honestly say to you,
I don't think it's anything personal.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it personal.
Chris, don't make it personal.
I'm going to make a tweet, right? No, lads, hear me out here. I need the help of everyone listening right now, okay? I need everybody's help right now. Please. If you are on Twitter, if you use Twitter, I genuinely need your help to make a point to this organisation that obviously does not appreciate me at all.
I really don't think that's the case.
Does not appreciate me at all.
No, because
they crop my head out of the sock photo
when
of
I
us.
I walk around the office, like the only thing that people ask me are like, hey, where's Chris? How's Chris? How's Chris doing? Oh my God, Chris is so funny. Chris is so charming.
Oh yeah. Look, Chris isn't worthy of being in the RTE guide, is he? No. No RTE guide for Chris. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to write a tweet to RTE.
Oh, no, because I really don't think that's a good idea.
Hold on. Hey at RTE. I'm doing it on my phone.
Chris, I really... How about we take a song and you think about this?
Cloud, what do you think I should do?
You know the way you always say that you should never write... If you're angry about something and you should never send a text message straight away.
Yeah,
or if you're angry about something, you never send an email straight away.
All right.
So why don't we just take a minute and think about this? Cloud, are you going to back me on this?
No,
or?
I'm with Chris. I think he's dead right. This impulsive decision can only be good for you, Chris.
It says,
show you that, you know...
It'll show them I'm the man, right?
Exactly.
That's what it'll do. I have, hey at RTE... What the hell is this? This is nonsense. I am furious. Crop me out. I made RTE. And then I have the picture of the offending...
Okay, Chris, I think that's gone a little bit too far.
No, I've tweeted that now.
You've tweeted it!
So now everyone needs to retweet that.
I told you to
Everyone needs to retweet that, please.
I really don't think that's a good idea.
It's a good idea,
Chris. I don't think it's a good idea. Because
I think
maybe the person that runs the at RTE account doesn't know...
I hope they start crying.
Doesn't know what you're like, let's say.
I don't give a shit.
And wouldn't appreciate it. And then we'll go to like the director general or like people that are important that could fire us and get you into trouble and be like, who's this dude? And
who's this
dude? The air.
And you know what? The great thing is they won't know what I look like. Because if they look at this picture, they'll be like, oh, I can't see him. I've never even seen him before. And they won't even be... Okay, can someone retweet that? Please. Can you go onto my Twitter?
Would it make you happy if I retweeted this?
Yes.
Do you want me to support you in this?
My Twitter is at @HateChrisGreen. At @HateChrisGreene. And I would usually never ask for any help with this kind of stuff. But I am trying to make a point here. I mean, how dare RTE? How dare they?
If you want to make a point, why don't you write a nicely worded email?
I'm not important enough in here to get close enough to anyone who can in any way affect that kind of change.
Okay, so you just go on air on national radio, then so on air your grievances that way.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, Chris, it's never a good idea. Please, I actually have a stress ball forming on my stomach. We've been so good for so long, and so have you. So, thanks a million for not backing me up.
@HateChrisGreen is my Twitter. @HateChrisGreen. Please go online. Please show RTE. Yes, it already has 41 retweets and 21 favourites.
For God's sake, people, what is wrong with you?
That's what we're doing. Thank you, guys. I'm really appreciating this. And I'm really appreciating that you guys are getting behind.
Okay, I'm just going to counter-tweet your tweet.
No!
And be like, hello,
don't
RTE.
You apologise for me.
Thank you so
don't
much.
Don't you apologise for me.
No, I'm going to be like, thanks, mate, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Just consider yourself for me, is it?
Any coverage.
Oh, Kira knows where her bread is buttered, huh?
Any coverage we would massively appreciate. That is exactly what I'm going to tweet.
Our company woman, Kira, over there, huh? I tell
I
you.
I just want to keep my job, Chris. I don't know about you, but I just want to keep my job.
Sure, I barely work here as it is.
Oh,
there's not even a picture of me beside the show that I apparently work on occasionally. Dylan says on Twitter, to be fair, it's a good shot of Kira. Bang tidy. Kira's a bang tidy lass, in fairness, Dylan. I'll agree with you. So anyway, look, I will leave it now. But if you could all retweet this, and also if you can comment. So as in, can you comment to the tweet so that RTE sees it? Because I've tagged RTE in the tweet.
Oh, God.
Can you like comment and be like, yeah, RTE, what the hell is this?
I would just like to thank RTE for all their support.
Support, yeah, yeah. Should keep all Quasimodo here in the basement. You know what I mean? Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Ah, just put wheel Kira out whenever we need good-looking woman. Don't mind old Chris here. Chris and Kira. 2FM.